You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Newly released police body cam video from Orem shows just how quickly encounters can turn violent or deadly and how officers have to make snap judgments.
Orem police approached a car.
You're giving me false info. Do you want to be charged on that?
And the suspect jumped out.
Are you kidding me? Put your hands on your back.
Pointing what turned out to be a BB gun at them.
When he was being taken into custody, he just kept saying, just kill me. Just kill me.
Lieutenant Craig Martinez says 19-year-old Anton Bay had an arrest warrant. One officer was about to fire at Bay.
But the other officer had already grabbed and latched onto him, and he was so close that he couldn't shoot without putting our officer in danger as well. So fortunately for the suspect, he didn't get what he wanted that night.
All Orem officers wear body cameras for encounters just like this. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
Well, it's been around for a while, but an NRA insurance program for gun owners is coming under fire. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more now. Paul.
Sandy, it's called Carry Guard Insurance, and it covers the legal expenses that one would have after shooting somebody else. And the NRA has been offering it since the spring. Gun Violence Prevention Center of Utah board member Gary Sackett says this kind of insurance will make people feel more comfortable in shooting first and asking questions later.
And it seems to me that this kind of coverage could well encourage people to act more recklessly in taking shots at people.
But Utah Shooting Sports Council Chairman Clark Apotian says other companies have provided similar insurance for years, and there's no evidence of people feeling more comfortable with being reckless. He says the insurance is similar to having liability insurance on your car. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. A Maine high school has rejected a student's yearbook picture because it shows him holding a shotgun. Wayne Jalinas posed with it because he says his family's into hunting. But Bonnie Eagle High School principal Lori Napolitano says that weapons are banned in yearbook pictures because administrators just don't want to be forced into deciding which ones promote violence. How many Americans carry guns on a daily basis? Results are in from a recent survey.
Researchers conducted a nationwide study into Americans' firearm habits, the first such study, they say, in 20 years. Epidemiologist Ali Rohani Rabar says the results were astonishing.
9 million carry their handgun loaded and under person on a monthly basis, and 3 million of them do so every day.
That's roughly one out of every 100 American adults that make carrying a loaded gun part of their daily routine. Most are male and overwhelmingly cite personal protection as the reason. Jeff Pogela, ABC News, Seattle.
Now, protesters put an end to a white nationalist speech at the University of Florida. Now, with KSL's top national stories, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
The protesters shouted down white nationalist Richard Spencer. He was met by protesters outside and inside the auditorium. They eventually shouted him off the stage. Meantime, former President George W. Bush is warning about the casual cruelty currently taking place in America's public discourse.
Our politics seems more vulnerable to conspiracy theories and outright fabrication.
During a speech in New York City today, the former president said the country must not continue down a path where arguments turn into animosity and disagreements devolve into dehumanization. White House Chief of Staff and retired General John Kelly today defending President Trump's call to the widow of a soldier that was killed in Niger.
If you're not in the family, if you've never been in combat, you can't even imagine how to make that call. I think he very bravely does make those calls.
Kelly today saying he was stunned by a congresswoman's criticism of the president. And much of the United States will be in for another warmer-than-average winter thanks to a likely La Nina condition.
It would be quite surprising to see a third very warm winter in a row.
Mike Halpert, Deputy Director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, says that we aren't likely to see the extreme warms of the past three winters. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Now to politics on KSL. Former Salt Lake County Recorder Gary Ott passed away early this morning. His physical and mental health were the subject of controversy because of claims that his staff was concealing those issues from his family and the public. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Gary Ott's brother Marty tells the Deseret News he hopes Gary's remembered for what he was, a good, solid citizen who made valuable contributions to society. County Councilwoman Amy Winder Newton echoed that sentiment this morning on KSL News Radio's Doug Wright Show, saying although the controversy around Ott leaving his position has been hard on the county, he was a good recorder.
Winder Newton says they plan to honor Gary Ott at next Tuesday's County Council meeting. Governor Gary Herbert on KSL Today, his monthly news conference, asked the governor, and he called President Trump's performance so far erratic and suggested that the president might do better to focus his efforts.
He has a hard time, I think, not addressing 1,000 issues when he ought to be focused on 5. From that standpoint, I think he could sharpen his game a little bit by focusing more on the more important issues and let the other stuff just kind of slide.
At the same time, Herbert says he believes the president is working on being more collaborative. KSL News Time, 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We are brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Here's Ricky Meese.
We're hearing from a KSL traffic trooper and now scanner chatter of a crash with injuries. This is 1700 South, 1300 East. We have also had a stalled vehicle in traffic westbound on the 21st South Freeway at 5600 West, blocking a right lane of traffic. And in Tooele County, a crash. This is southbound SR 36 Main Street at Stansberry Park. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Doug Wright Show coming up 9 to noon tomorrow. Recently on Doug's show,
the greatest threat to America isn't North Korea. The greatest threat to America, Lincoln was absolutely right. It isn't going to be somebody who strides the Atlantic. It isn't going to be somebody like that. It's going to come from within. I absolutely believe that.
That's Doug Wright. Morning starting at 9:06. Back to the 5 o'clock report. 22 minutes of the most important news, commercial free, on KSL News Radio.
We continue. KSL News Time 5:07. Back to Sandy Collins.
Jeff, a hiker is recovering after several agencies worked together in a high hazard rescue near King's Peak. This hiker had fallen some 200 yards down a chute near Anderson Pass. Lieutenant Colonel Rick Smith of the Utah National Guard says because of the terrain, darkness, and altitude, rescuers called in a Black Hawk helicopter, and he says the pilots had a narrow margin of error.
The higher you go up in a helicopter, the less power it has to fly. And due to the expertise of the pilots, they were operating on, we call it a 3% power margin. So they had 3% of their available power left before they couldn't fly anymore.
The hiker was hoisted to a helicopter, then flown to another meadow where he was transferred to a life flight helicopter. Sandy police trying to track down a driver who left a car crash late last night. That car veered off the road at Sandy Parkway near 91st South and hit a tree. Now the passenger was ejected and thrown, 30 to 40 feet. Witnesses say the driver just walked away. KSL News Time, 5:08. Now, time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Shane Company.
Can we stop with all the conspiracy theories? The idea that dozens of people can manage to keep a secret about anything is ridiculous. I mean, it makes for a great TV show, but the government hushing up the truth, is this the same government that does health care? Which brings us to the latest conspiracy theory, Melania Gate. An internet theory that the White House is sending out a body double to stand alongside the president. That it's not Melania. Oh, there are pictures on the web. During a visit to a Secret Service training facility, Melania's height was wrong. The sunglasses were too big. Side-by-side photos proved it, and well, you could say there is a case. Check out the Jeff Kaplan Afternoon News Facebook page. However, the Washington Post has quickly torn this conspiracy theory to shreds. The body double's not tall enough. That's because Melania ditched her heels. She's in flats. And the paper has published another pic where Melania is at the same appearance without her sunglasses. It's her. So you can believe the Washington Post, which the president usually calls fake news. Or you can believe the guy who invented the conspiracy theory who makes his living by selling hemp syrup on the internet. I kid you not. Hemp syrup dealer by day, conspiracy exposer by night. See, this is why I hate conspiracy theories.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. And stop-and-go delays continue. It's all due to this crash in Lehigh, still blocking an HOV lane of traffic about a mile prior to SR 92 Timpanogos Highway. Now, the good news is they are in the final cleanup stages. It's still going to take them a while to get it cleared out. So you're going to have bumper-to-bumper at a crawl back to Bangor Highway northbound on I-15 in Utah County. You're going to see some heavy and slow traffic from Main Street up to the point. Aubrey?
15 is slow between 3900 South and Bangor Highway. There's no crashes there right now, but it's still slow. We do have a stalled vehicle going west on 200 on the 201 freeway, right about 5600 South. And then we have a crash in Stansbury on southbound, going southbound on SR 36. The center lane is closed there, so you're going to want to take caution as you drive through that area. Joe?
The crash reported by a KSL traffic trooper, 13th South, and, or excuse me, 1700 South, 13th East. We do not have a camera in that area, so we can't tell you whether it's causing any delays. It doesn't look like it is on the sensors right now. But where I do see some delays, certainly, is I-15 going northbound out of Salt Lake City. You're going to run into that well before North Temple, and it continues all the way on past Beck Street and the refineries. Once past that, you're in pretty decent travel speeds all the way up to Farmington. Once you pass Glover's Lane, you'll start slowing down for just a little bit up to Shepherd Lane, and then past that, it's actually looking pretty remarkably good tonight. So good travel times right now. The need for blood has never been greater, and ARUP is in need of businesses to help hold blood drives next year. Visit utahblood.org to help out today. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been a beautiful day with temperatures in the mid-70s. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the low 70s will fall into the upper 60s as we roll through 6 and 7 o'clock, mid-60s through 8 and 9. Ultimate overnight lows will be in the 50s under those south winds ahead of a cold front that will arrive about midday on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center with your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And we've slipped to 70 degrees coming up on KSL News Radio. What your government is predicting for the weather this winter. We'll go in-depth, but right now, let's visit with Maria Chaleos. She's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a food cart this afternoon caught fire and then exploded in downtown Portland, Oregon. Now, you can see the stunning video of the explosion right now on the KSL News Radio app. The explosion destroyed two food trucks and damaged 10 cars. You can see the flames and the thick smoke billowing from a parking lot. Portland Fire and Rescue says the fire started when a food cart employee filled a generator with gasoline and that gasoline spilled. The fire quickly spread to the second food cart, and then, of course, the wind spread the flames to 10 nearby cars. It's amazing, Jeff, that only two people had minor injuries, and they were treated at the scene.
See for yourself. It's on the KSL News Radio app. You'll see the video. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time 512. Thanks, Maria. A good cause appears to have taken a life in Louisiana. Health inspectors say salmonella from a chicken and sausage jambalaya dish at a softball team fundraiser is likely to blame for a death. At least 49 people became sick after eating the rice and meat dish on Monday. 31 people had to be hospitalized. Well, this was meant as an exercise to use poetry for inclusiveness. But a guest speaker at Grand County High School prompted criticism by asking students to sort themselves by sexual identity. Callie Bullnash of Moab Pride helped organize this event. She says it was supposed to show many students are confused about their identity on many levels.
There are kids in our schools who exist in these middle gender, middle sexual identity markers, right? And they don't feel safe.
But Bullnash and others agree the guest speaker went too far. The school superintendent has apologized, saying there was no intent to promote any kind of agenda. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, search warrant papers show police think a Kanab real estate agent has been up to no good. KSL News Radio's Dave Cawley is with me live now. So what do they think he's been doing?
Possibly stalking women, Jeff, sneaking into people's homes, even taking voyeuristic pictures of kids. To this point, no arrests have been made and no charges filed, so we're not using this man's name. But the King County Sheriff's Office does confirm an investigation is underway. It started actually back in February when warrant records unsealed today say this guy tried to get his laptop fixed. The person doing that work found images that looked a little iffy, so that person contacted police. The details get pretty concerning. We're not going to go into them on the air, but you can read more in the Deseret News. Jeff?
Doesn't sound good. Thank you, Dave. Trending this hour on the 5 o'clock report, basketball's Ball family is making sure they can make money any way possible.
Down the middle.
Vice Sports says the family is charging $15,000 for interviews with Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball, you know, outside of his media obligations with the team. $15,000 an interview. Whew. It's not too surprising. Big Baller brand emojis are on sale in the iTunes app for a modest fee. A few weeks ago, Big Baller announced its revised shoes will retail for $495. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
former county recorder Gary Ott died early this morning from Alzheimer's disease. According to his family, the court case over his guardianship hadn't been decided yet by the judge. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, Orem police say a man pulled a gun on an officer, yelling at them to shoot him. The weapon was a BB gun, but cops didn't know that. They wrestled 19-year-old Anton Bay to the ground, and they arrested him. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
We have a KSL traffic trooper saying there's a rollover crash eastbound Pioneer Crossing at 2000 West in Lehigh. Another KSL traffic trooper saying a ladder in the road northbound I-215's West Belt at California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in 70s today, but clouds and scattered rain and snow tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
We have 70 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. White nationalist Richard Spencer was unsuccessful at bringing his message to the University of Florida. He was greeted by large numbers of demonstrators who shouted him down.
Richard Spencer's organization, the National Policy Institute, had rented this auditorium for 2 hours, but after about an hour and a half of essentially being shouted down, Spencer appears to have given up. People have been streaming out of the auditorium, and some of them, if they seem to have supported his views, are running a gauntlet of protesters, one of them even taking a punch in the eye. Many in the crowd, though, were opponents of Richard Spencer, having spent the last hour and a half yelling at him.
ABC's Jim Ryan on the Gainesville, Florida campus. On the controversy over President Trump's outreach to an Army widow, Chief of Staff John Kelly defended his boss, suggesting Mr. Trump did tell LaDavid Johnson's widow he knew what he was getting into, but that she may have misread his tone. What upsets Kelly?
It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation. Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred.
The congresswoman in question, Florida's Frederica Wilson, is a friend of the Johnson family dating back to before she was in Congress. On the ambush in Niger that killed LaDavid Johnson and three other U.S. soldiers, Defense Secretary James Mattis.
The loss of our troops is under investigation. We in the Department of Defense like to know what we're talking about before we talk. And so we do not have all the accurate information yet.
More than $1 billion, the amount of property damage tallied so far by California's insurance commissioner from the recent wildfires. Officials raised the number of homes and other structures burned to almost 7,000. 42 people were killed in the fires. On Wall Street, a mixed day, the Dow closing up 5 points, the Nasdaq, though, dropping 19. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL in-depth. Are you ready for winter? KSL's Maria Chaleos probably is not ready for snow just yet, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has set out their forecast, and Deputy Director Mike Halpert says it's going to be a bit warmer in some places.
Both observations and computer forecasts suggest La Nina is likely to develop. During La Nina winters, we often see greater than average snowfall around the Great Lakes and in the Northern Rockies.
Of course, Utah is in the central Rockies, so we should see a pretty average year when it comes to snow in our mountains. Halpert says if you want to stay dry this winter, head south.
Below average precipitation is most likely across the entire southern U.S. Wetter than average conditions are favored across Hawaii, northern and western Alaska, and much of the northern part of the lower 48. Despite favoring above average precipitation, drought is likely to persist in parts of the northern plains, as this is a dry time of year when the ground is often frozen. Drought improvement is likely farther west, in Hawaii, and in the middle of the country.
Halpert says part of the South could see drought conditions this year, especially if they didn't get hit by a hurricane this fall. KSL News Time 519. We have emergency traffic now. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Ricky, take whatever time you need.
Some very good news for those trying to get into Utah County tonight. We had a crash, had been blocking multiple lanes of traffic southbound I-15 about a mile prior to SR 92 in Lehigh. Caused stop and go delays, bumper to bumper, back to Bankator Highway. And that's mixing in with the basic drive home slowdowns. The crash has been cleared. All lanes are open. You still have crawling speeds from Bankator Highway towards SR 92. We also have a KSL traffic trooper saying that there is a rollover crash eastbound Pioneer Crossing at 2000 West in Lehigh. Aubrey?
We still have slowing on southbound I-15 between 4500 South and Bankator. You're going to want to expect about a 10 to 15 minute drive from the south interchange to Bankator Highway. KSL traffic trooper reported a ladder in the road on northbound 215, just right around California Avenue. And then we have a crash in Tooele on SR 36. That is causing delays there going northbound, and the center lane is closed. Joe?
Well, we have some easing of the little traffic problem we had on Southgate Avenue and 700 South up in Clearfield. That accident has been moved off the road entirely, so you're not going to find any problems there. Where you will find them, certainly, is on the northbound commute right up to about that point. North Hillfield Road is where it breaks up, but it begins way, way back to the 89 split and going 89 as well. Very busy all the way up the hill to about 200 North. And as you move your way back to Salt Lake, it's not any easier. It's pretty tough through Sunset Heights as well, and also right out of downtown in front of the refineries. With the leaves changing and cooler weather coming, now's the perfect time to upgrade to a gas, wood, electric, or pellet fireplace from Alpine Fireplace. Visit alpinefireplaces.com or one of their six locations. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. We have the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubanks in the Weather Center.
Jeff, we've got a storm system moving towards Utah. Ahead of it, it's been mild, mid-70s today. We'll keep it breezy and mild overnight. And then the front should move through about midday Friday. Look for clouds and some valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures will crash down into the 40s and 30s behind this front. Highs on Saturday only in the low 50s under partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy in mid-60s on Sunday. And then we're back to sunshine and upper 60s for most of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubanks.
70 degrees even, KSL News Time 522. Time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business. And here's Chris Redgrave.
Utah loves film, especially independent films, and this has led to the growth of the Utah Film Center, which has a commitment to free screenings of documentary, independent, and dramatic films shown every month at venues in Salt Lake City and beyond. Executive Director Elizabeth Nebaker says the goal is to select films for their programming that they feel will draw people in and create dialogue about important issues facing society, especially since they believe cinema is a great communication tool to bring the community together. An important part of the Utah Film Center is their educational programming, which introduces film into the classroom as a medium for storytelling, increases student engagement, and improves critical thinking. They also produce the award-winning Tumbleweeds Film Festival for children and youth with events throughout the year and the annual Damn These Heels LGBTQ Film Festival. The Utah Film Center collaborates with various educational and community organizations to promote a diversity of ideas, provide forums for underrepresented groups, and develop new audiences for film, especially the independent films that they're most known for. While most screenings are free, an annual membership provides admission to receptions with filmmakers and early access to screenings and tickets. Visit UtahFilmCenter.org to sign up today and see what's coming up next. The Speaking on Business program is now in its 20th year. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave. Speaking on Business.
At Zions Bank, we think a credit card rewards program should be personal. That's why we created the amazing Rewards Visa credit card. It allows you to redeem your points on anything you buy with your card. The choice of what you get and when you redeem your points is entirely up to you. How's that for personal? See special offers at your local Zions Bank or visit zionsbank.com/amazing. Is your card amazing? Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. A division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
If you've been thinking about getting solar, you're going to want to listen to this. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I'm going to be live with Jeff Kaplan tonight between about 5:30 and 6:30 talking about solar in Utah. We'll be discussing the changes being made to the solar program and how to take advantage of the best possible energy reimbursement rate Rocky Mountain Power offers. When we talk to homeowners, the biggest reason we hear people choose to install a rooftop solar system is the money they'll save. They love how they can lower what they pay pay each month for electricity, plus the added benefit of being protected from energy rate hikes in the future. If this sounds like something you'd like, this really is the best time to call and talk to someone about your options. You need to understand the changes that are coming and how they might affect the savings you'll see in the future. If you're a homeowner and want to know more, call Any Hour Services and schedule a time to meet with one of our solar experts who can answer all of your questions. And if you call and schedule tonight, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for meeting with us. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. That's 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The number of Americans collecting unemployment fell last week to the lowest level since Richard Nixon was president. KSL Drive is brought to you by Ken Garbavo, Safety First. General Motors has reached a $120 million settlement with 49 states and Washington, D.C. over defective ignition switches. They played a role in at least 124 deaths, 275 injuries. GM says it's pledged to improve vehicle safety. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 5 points. The S&P rose less than a point. The NASDAQ composite fell 19. KSL News Time, 525. Sandy is here with the story of a Walmart employee who was fired for keeping money she found on the floor.
That's right. What? She's an 84-year-old woman, Frankie Ruffino of Texas. She was a greeter. She now works the phones and uses a walker every day. She's 84. And she's working hard. She's been working her whole life. And she found a dollar bill on the store floor as she was closing up one night. Just a dollar. So she put it in her walker, and she said she had plans to turn it in the next day. Well, she was called to the manager's office. They asked her if she found money. She said, yeah, it's right here. It's what I was going to turn in. Then they let her work. And the next day they fired her and told her it was because of her integrity. She says, wait a minute. This is crazy. She said, I was leaving. Everything was closing up. I lock up the store. I was just going to turn it in the next day. They didn't want to hear it. Walmart's not commenting, but she needs that job at 84 years old to pay for her meds and her oxygen tank. She's got a spotless record. Her daughter is trying to get the real story. She said, I'd rather have them tell me I'm old and can't get around rather than to tell me that my integrity is bad.
So. Now, 99 out of 100 people would say, hey, it's okay. We'll see you at work tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And this was apparently the 100th person, that manager.
I think you're right. KSL News Time now, 527.
Sarge, we don't get it.
How are they selling new Volkswagens for $7,700?
They're not. It's $7,700 to rent it.
You mean?
Yes, that's only the rent charge.
But then you'd owe an additional $8,000 if you want to keep it.
Sir, why would anyone want that? They don't. That's why they buy their vehicles from Strong. Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
Every new Jetta, $11,000 off.
And you own it.
Passats, $12,000 off.
And you own it.
All tracks in 2017 Tiguans, $13,000 off loan value.
And you own those, too.
Why would you want a lease anyway when you've got 0% financing for 75 months? 0%!
That's how Strong became the number one Volkswagen dealer in the country. Number one in Volkswagen customer sales.
It's because we got a lifetime warranty, no charge.
Your engine, transmission, driveline, even turbos and more. Warranted for life, no charge.
At Strong, Strong Volkswagen of Salt Lake City.
1070 South Main Street.
In the heart of Salt Lake City.
Get details at strongvw.com.
Based on most recent customer sales report.
Check out Harvest Right's selection of home freeze dryers. If you've considered purchasing a home freeze dryer, join the movie show tomorrow at Harvest Right in the morning and see them for yourself.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Three fast facts about afternoons here on KSL News Radio. One, the J-Mac News Show is Utah's favorite new talk show.
I love your show.
Two, Jeff Kaplan and J-Mac team up for 1 hour of news and conversation from 3 to 4. Three, Jeff is covering the biggest breaking stories all afternoon as you drive home.
Another fast fact, you can download My Minute of News as a podcast now.
Text the word minute to 57500.
Those are the facts. You get news, traffic updates, and conversation all afternoon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Time 529. We have traffic brought to you by Mounted America's free mobile banking app. A triple team report that begins with Ricky Meese.
Slow and go mixed with some stop and go delays southbound I-15. That's going to start from about 3300 south all the way through Lehigh. Some little bit of slowing on the 21st South Freeway after Bangor Highway. Aubrey?
We have a report of a rollover on Pioneer Crossing. I haven't been able to find that on cameras yet, but we are definitely seeing delays going westbound between 500 West and Saratoga Road. Joe?
things getting much worse coming out of Salt Lake going northbound. Your traffic starts at really the 201, or rather I-80, continues all the way up to the refineries and is busy all the way through Centerville as well. Switch to Golden West Credit Union Smart Pay Rewards Checking and earn points for travel, gift cards, merchandise, and more. Golden West Credit Union, they'll take care of you. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and Kevin Eubank has your forecast.
It's been a beautiful day out there with mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-70s in Salt Lake City. South winds will pick up tonight and keep it mild in the overnight in the 50s before a cold front arrives midday Friday. That'll bring in some scattered valley rain and mountain snow. Temperatures will be in the 60s ahead of that front, but then they'll crash down into the 30s behind it. Highs on Saturday only in the low 50s with partly cloudy skies. We'll see more sunshine and upper 60s by the first of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. We have broken clouds. It's 70 degrees.
We've got a crash involving injuries of the motorcycle at 47th West in West Jordan. I'm Joe Davis.
I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story, put down the pitchforks. A 7-Eleven clerk who had his credit card stolen by a customer while he was having a seizure isn't happy with how people are treating the woman online. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. He's in Midvale with the update. Paul?
Jeff, he is calling for the hateful online comments about the suspect to stop. Dustin Malone says he has been contacted by Alexandra Dusnup's mother and has been told that Dusnup has serious mental health concerns of her own.
As a healthcare professional, my primary priority is the physical and mental well-being of those who I come in contact with. She is no exception to that.
He says if Dusnup wants help with treatment, he will be there for her. He also says that Dusnup's mother is getting a lot of hateful comments aimed at her. He says he's forgiven Dusnup and he'll have a chance to talk to her in court. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Now more of our top stories. Here's Sandy Collins.
The suspect jumped out of his car, pointed a BB gun at police, and challenged them to kill him. They had a warrant for 19-year-old Anton Bay's arrest. Lieutenant Craig Martinez says police body cam video caught everything.
When someone decides to take some sort of action against a police officer, it happens very, very quickly. So quick that we're reacting, and so we're always behind. In this case, we want to show that a BB gun looks just like a real gun.
The video shows an officer tackling Bay and another about to fire, but he wasn't going to be able to get a clear shot. Fortunately, no shots were fired. Nobody was hurt. Martinez also says all Orem police officers wear body cameras for encounters just like this. Well, it was a daring rescue involving three helicopters and rescuers from the National Guard, Life Flight, and Summit County Search and Rescue. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has more on the nighttime save.
It started last night when a hiker fell down a rock chute near Anderson Pass near Kings Peak. Because it was night, Life Flight crews could not hoist him. A public safety helicopter was able to get help his way, but it was a Utah National Guard Blackhawk that came in to pluck him off the steep, snowy hillside. Rescuers say it was a hazardous rescue because of terrain, altitude, and darkness, but they were able to get him to safety.
The hiker suffered serious injuries. He was transferred to a Life Flight chopper at a nearby meadow, then flown on to the hospital. Members of the Senate Armed Services Committee voicing security concerns about the upcoming elections. Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Sandy, during today's hearing on cybersecurity, Senator Jack Reed speaking out about Russian election meddling.
The intelligence community assures us that Russia will attack our upcoming midterm elections. So far, we have seen no indication that the administration is taking action to prepare for this next inevitability.
Members from both sides of the aisle are voicing frustration over the Defense Department's lack of action to safeguard the elections. President Trump's chief envoy to the United Nations is describing Russian interference in the 2016 election as warfare. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says when a country can come and interfere in another country's elections, that's warfare. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. military does not have all the information about the deadly ambush in Niger that left four American soldiers dead.
We do these kinds of missions by, with, and through allies. It is often dangerous. We recognize that.
There are questions about how it happened and why President Trump took more than a week to announce the deaths. The Department of Defense is investigating. And President Trump and the governor of Puerto Rico talking about relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Maria.
Certainly working in a united front, we are going to beat this. We know we're going to build better than before.
Governor Ricardo Rosello was at the White House to discuss funding options for the island. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Toxic algal blooms have appeared on a number of Wasatch Back reservoirs just this week, and it's leading to a new round of warnings.
The Utah Division of Water Quality was testing for E. coli bacteria around recreational sites at Rockport, Echo, and Deer Creek reservoirs this week when the team spotted cyanobacteria blooms on all three lakes. They gathered samples. The results triggered a new round of warnings. People are advised now not to swim or water ski on those reservoirs, which thankfully isn't a common occurrence this late in the season. But for boaters and fishermen, it's also a good idea to avoid that scum. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Money-dominated talk today at the first formal meeting of Utah's new Olympic Exploratory Committee. Governor Herbert says the idea of hosting again in 2026 or 2030 is exciting. However,
we're going to have to put pencil to paper and find out what do we really expect it's going to cost us. What's going to be the revenue stream?
Committee members think hosting the Games again would cost about $1.5 billion. Part of the decision will come down to finding sponsorships or federal funding to cover the expenses. KSL News Time, 5:35.
We'll check in with Ricky Meese about the trip home. What's going on?
We've had a crash with injuries involving a motorcycle in South Jordan, 40th West, about 118th South. And then Pioneer Crossing really jammed up tonight, especially going westbound. We had a report of a rollover crash, and that was at Pioneer Crossing at about 20th West. Looks like it might be past that. We're seeing unusually heavy traffic in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:36. And look who's here, our good friend Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Solar. For those that don't know, can you explain real quick how solar works?
Sure. You know, the solar panels that you see, they capture the, you know, energy that the sun is producing, and then it converts it into electricity we can actually use in our homes. And then, you know, Rocky Mountain Power, they keep track of how much electricity you're using from them through the meter on the outside of the house. And when you get solar installed, they actually install a special meter on the home that not only keeps track of what you're using, but what you're producing. And right now there's a one-to-one exchange rate, meaning if you use 100 units of electricity and you produce 100 units of electricity, those things cancel each other out. And so right now, it's a great system as far as like the way that it works, because you can produce electricity for less than the power company charges you each month.
Sounds like a pretty good setup.
It is. It's a good setup, but there are some changes coming really soon. That one-to-one exchange rate is going to start to decrease here pretty quick. And, you know, if you've got solar right now, or if you get some paperwork submitted saying that you're going to get solar before November 15th, then, you know, you can actually get that rate locked in until about another 18 years or so.
Not bad. So is there a rush of people just hopping on board to get in before this deadline?
There is. I mean, not as many as I would have thought there was for how big a deal this is. And maybe it's just because people need to know a little bit more about it. And that's all I'm really trying to do, is educate people that this November 15th deadline is coming up. And if you're on the fence and want to know about getting solar for yourself, Any Hour Service will come out for free, give you a solar assessment, answer any questions that you have, and, you know, we'll come out for free anytime. But tonight, any KSL listener that calls, we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to say thank you for your time.
Sweet deal. Call and schedule a free solar assessment from one of their solar pros at Any Hour Services. Call tonight. They'll give you dinner and movie tickets to say thanks for your time. 801-443-7400. Again, 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Hans.
This is Franz. Do you know that Volkswagen Southtown has Jettas priced at $7,700 and the Passat for $8,600? It must be a typo.
Jeepers creepers. Let's get Josh on the phone. It'll be a party line.
This is Josh with Volkswagen Southtown.
Josh, are you crazy? Advertising a Jetta for only $7,700?
Hey, guys, we've got to clear out all of our 2017s, so I'm pulling out all the stops. Anyone who comes in today can drive away in a brand new Jetta for $7,700. Or a Passat for $8,600. We've got Golf All-Tracks for $12,600 or a Tiguan for $11,500. These prepaid leases are our biggest discounts of the year. Or we have up to $10,000 off remaining 17s. Plus, don't forget, we have credit solutions for everybody.
Josh, stop it! If you do that, everyone in Utah will come buy a car this month. We'll be overrun!
We can handle it, Franz. We're number one for a reason.
Get to Volkswagen Southtown today or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Based on a prepaid lease on approved credit, see dealer for details.
KSL News Time, 5:39, Jeff Kaplan. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Shane Company. An astonishing discovery 130 million light years away has proven a long-standing theory that was devised by Albert Einstein and later advanced in a musical research paper published by Madonna in 1985. It's true that Madonna is a material girl. She's composed of oxygen, carbon, hydrogen. There's nitrogen, calcium, a dash of phosphorus. But it's her larger theory that we live in a material world that got the attention of scientists this week. In a faraway galaxy, a pair of neutron stars collided, and sensitive instruments on Earth recorded the resulting chaos. Neutron stars are the cinders left behind by burnt-out stars, like our own sun. Neutron stars are so dense that a thimble filled with neutron star material weighs more than a million elephants. And when they collide, the explosion is so powerful, it turns out that's how gold is created. And this week, scientists watched it happen. Combine this with the fact that it rains diamonds on Uranus, and I think our preeminent scientists have proven Professor Madonna's theorem that we do indeed live in a material world. Did you make a Uranus joke to yourself right there? Did you? Come on, you did. You're so busted.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Southbound delays continue on I-15, but now they start just after 33rd South, continuing to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15 stacked up and slow. Draper to Midvale. We also have a little bit of slowing westbound on I-80 starting after the 201 junction and continuing off and on down to Mills Junction and almost to Stansbury Park. Aubrey?
Southbound slowing from the point of the mountain to Lehigh's Main Street. It's going to take you about 10 minutes to get through there. We are seeing slowing on Pioneer Crossing going westbound between 8000 West and Saratoga Road. You also might see a little bit of eastbound slowing there too. And we're also seeing unusual delays on Redwood Road going southbound from Riverton to Camp Williams. Joe?
Northbound out of Salt Lake City, not too easy tonight. Either 215 or Interstate 15, you'll see delays starting at I-80. They continue on up to about Beck Street, the connection there, or even a little further where Interstate 215 comes back to I-15. From there, you're in pretty decent shape until you get to a new accident. This just happened. This is just about, it looks like, about 400 West. This is in Centerville. And then as you continue on past that, you're in pretty good shape up until you get to Kaysville. You're going to be in slow traffic from Burton Lane up to 200 North. The advocates won't let you get jerked around by the insurance companies. Call 801-355-5550 or visit utahadvocates.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Kevin Eubank has the KSL weather forecast.
A cold front is headed towards Utah. Now ahead of it, we've got south winds and a beautiful day, mid-70s so far. Tonight, we'll stay mild in the 50s because of those south winds, but the cold front sweeps through midday on Friday. Temperatures will fall down into the 40s and 30s behind that front. We'll see a little valley rain and some high elevation snow. Should be gone by early Saturday. Partly cloudy and 53 Saturday afternoon. Mid-60s by Sunday. Sunshine and near 70 by Monday. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 70 degrees. A lot of attention for former President George W. Bush today. We'll go in depth coming up.
Talking away. Oh, I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway.
The holidays are coming. We're about 2 months till Christmas, so let's save you some money right now with Security Service Insurance. You already know Security Service has great credit cards and mortgages and checking accounts. Because it's a subsidiary of Security Service, you'll love Security Service Insurance, too. Home insurance, renters, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, Security Service will save you money and save you the stress of shopping for policies. You'll talk with an agent one-on-one. Then they do all the shopping. They find you all the discounts. Good driver discount, student discount. They'll bundle your home and auto insurance. Security Service makes it easy. And they'll save you money. All you have to do is go to one webpage for a no-obligation quote. Stop stressing. Start saving. Go to ssfcu.org/insurance.
That's ssfcu.org/insurance.
Security Service Insurance is a subsidiary of Security Service Federal Credit Union. Products offered are not federally insured, are not obligations of the credit union, and are not guaranteed by the credit union.
We have breaking news here at KSL News Radio. Maria Chaleos is live in the studio.
Jeff, we are getting word out of California. Officials say repair costs, the nation's tallest dam, is going to top $500 million. Now, that's the cost of the main construction contract to repair the damage caused by last winter's devastating storms to the Oroville Dam spillways. It's doubled in cost. The project manager says that once the workers got on the site, they discovered that they had to dig much deeper and get down to the bedrock. That was much deeper than they thought. And since they have to pour twice as much concrete, that cost has doubled.
There's a cost for this weather. Thank you very much, Maria. KSL News Time, 5:45.
I've learned that not only do women want a unique engagement ring, they also want a ring that'll last for generations. At Shane Company, our rings are made to last a lifetime. We put more gold throughout the structure of the ring. We also make our prongs stronger, so all of your stones are more secure. When you hold a Shane Company ring in your hand, you will feel that it's more substantial than any other ring. Because of our superior craftsmanship, we stand behind our quality with a free lifetime warranty that even covers the center stone. And we'll clean and polish your ring for free as often as you like to keep it looking as perfect as the day you said yes. Come to Shane Company for an engagement ring with heirloom quality that will be cherished forever. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Get a prettier diamond for your money at Shane Company, your friend in the jewelry business.
Did you call the number Jeff just gave out, or did you miss it? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and just in case you missed it, here it is again. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. So here's the deal tonight. Any Hour Services is offering dinner and movie tickets to any homeowners that call and schedule an appointment for one of our solar experts to come to their home and give them a free solar assessment. You can schedule for whenever's most convenient for you, but we strongly recommend that you have us come to your home within the next 2 weeks. The reason is there's major changes coming to how homeowners are compensated for the solar that they produce, and you have a little less than a month to get the paperwork submitted so that you can avoid those changes. Call Any Hour Services tonight while you're thinking about it at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. This is a great risk-free way to get your questions answered and get dinner and a movie. But you got to call tonight, though. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
It's 5:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
if you thought summer algal blooms were over, you're going to have to think again. Water quality regulators are issuing new warnings for toxic algae at Rockport, Echo, and Deer Creek reservoirs. I'm Sandy Collins.
Second, a 7-Eleven clerk who was robbed while having a seizure says people should back off the suspect. She has been the subject of harsh comments and threats online. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app.
Overflow slowdowns tonight on Redwood Road. This is southbound from Riverton to Mountain View Corridor. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures climbed into the 70s today, but a storm comes tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubanks.
70 degrees and time for the KSL In-Depth. Do you ever feel that this country isn't what it used to be? Former President George W. Bush feels it too. He's worried. He spoke at an event at Lincoln Center in New York today, saying there's a crisis of confidence in the world's core democracies. Without naming President Trump directly, he seemed to rebuke many policies championed by the Trump administration.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. Argument turns too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by their worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. Forgetting the image of God we should see in each other. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism. We've forgotten the dynamism that immigration has always brought to America. We see a fading confidence in the value of free markets and international trade, forgetting that conflict, instability, and poverty follow in the wake of protectionism. We've seen the return of isolationist sentiments, forgetting that American security is directly threatened by the chaos and despair of distant places, where threats such as terrorism, infectious disease, criminal gangs, and drug trafficking tend to emerge. In all these ways, we need to recall and recover our own identity. Americans have great advantage. To renew our country, we only need to remember our values.
Mr. Bush drew applause, and not to be outdone, former President Barack Obama emerged today. He made a campaign appearance in New Jersey and was met with cheering.
I will refer you both to the Constitution as well as to Michelle Obama.
Although the environment was different from the Bush speech, Obama hit several familiar themes, urging people to vote for New Jersey's Democratic gubernatorial nominee.
He will send a message to the world that we are rejecting a politics of division. We are rejecting a politics of fear.
All this from former presidents. No response via Twitter from President Trump. KSL News Time, 5:50 now. Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Ricky, go ahead.
Slow and go, and still some very slow and go speeds, but your delays southbound on I-15 start right after 3300 South and continue to the point northbound I-15. Also, some slow commute. It's jammed up from Bangor Highway to 7200 South westbound. On the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow, starting just after Bangor Highway to Magna. A little bit of slowing. This is as you're going westbound on I-80, approaching Lake Point. Aubrey?
We're still slow on southbound I-15 from the point of the mountain through Lehigh's Main Street. Also, we're still seeing delays on Pioneer Crossing going westbound. If you can avoid that, you take Crossroads Boulevard instead. Everything else is looking good. Joe?
2 miles of slowing approaching 1400 North in Centerville due to a crash earlier there. Expected to go maybe an extra 10 minutes through that area. And then once past that, you're in busy traffic all the way through Kaysville and Layton to Clearfield. This October, don't be afraid to treat yourself to that home renovation project at Ogden's Flooring and Design. They have scary low prices on flooring, countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com for a quote. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Highs today have been in the mid-70s under mostly sunny skies. Clouds are starting to move in. We'll keep the south winds overnight, and it will be mild. We'll actually be in the 50s before the cold front gets here, and then we'll fall down into the 30s. That front arrives midday Friday. Look for developing valley rain and some high-elevation snow. Should be gone by early Saturday. Temperatures will climb into the mid-50s Saturday afternoon, mid-60s on Sunday, sunshine and near 70s for the first to middle of next week. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
70 degrees, KSL News Time 5:52, and Mike Wilson from NEI Hour Services is here. Electrical, plumbing, heating, and solar. So what should someone look for when they try to choose a solar company?
Well, I mean, it's a big decision, so you should probably meet with a couple of different companies so you see what's out there. The things that we recommend you look for, one, make sure that the company that you choose has been in business for over 10 years. There's just way too much data out there about the failure rate of companies within that first 10 years, and a lot of these companies are offering 20 to 25 year warranties on these products, and so you want to make sure they're there at the end of the life of that warranty. Two, you know, you want to make sure that they do most of the work in-house. There's a lot of companies that sub out the installation, the sales, or sometimes they'll sell the lead to another company. We do everything in-house, and it's just a better customer experience. And then when you're meeting with somebody, make sure you feel like you're learning something from the experience. You should feel like you learned something, not like you were sold something.
So let's cut to the chase.
You bet.
What are you offering tonight?
Well, we're offering, you know, solar assessments for free. You know, well, we would always come out for free and do this for you, but this tonight is a risk-free way for any KSL listener to have all of their solar questions answered because we're offering you, not only will we do it for free, you'll get a professional out there to answer your questions, but we'll give you dinner and movie tickets just to thank you for your time. And we recommend that you set up a time to meet with someone, whether it's us or someone else, within the next 2 weeks, because if you're serious about getting solar, you need to do it before November 15th.
Call and schedule a free solar assessment from one of the solar pros at any hour services. And if you call tonight, they'll give you dinner and movie tickets to say thank you. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. any hour services.
The following is based on a 30-year 3.82 and 15-year 3.23 APR, NMLS 245422.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Are you thinking of refinancing or buying a home? My friends at American Loans can give you a 3% fixed rate on a 15-year mortgage and 3 5/8 on a 30-year loan, meaning you can consolidate your first and second mortgages or other debts for a fixed rate of only 3%. That's 3% fixed rate. So call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN, 800-NEW-LOAN. They also have other programs like no mortgage insurance up to 95% of the value of your home, or loans with zero closing costs at the best rates available. If you're buying a home or just refinancing and want a fixed rate as low as 3%, call American Loans at 801-269-0900, 269-0900, or 800-NEW-LOAN, 800-NEW-LOAN, or go to AmericanLoans.com.
Is your mortgage rate 3% or less? If not, call American Loans at 800-NEW-LOAN. We're watching Utah's Money. KSL Drives, brought to you by Jaguar Land Rover, downtown Salt Lake. The new Tesla Model 3 has average predicted reliability, according to Consumer Reports. The magazine hasn't really driven the car. The reliability prediction is based on survey data from owners of the closely related Model S. Wall Street, the Dow was up 5 points today. The S&P up less than a point. The NASDAQ Composite fell 19 points. KSL News Time 5:55. Cougar Tracks, brought to you by the Bank of American Fork, and here's Alex Keery.
Tanner Mangum in the BYU offense looking for a spark against East Carolina, the Pirates, this weekend on the road. BYU's offense hasn't been itself this season, but much of that has to do with Mangum's injury, possibly. He says he feels a lot better and is getting better every day.
I was just steadily getting stronger and feeling better, so I'm happy with that, you know, because I need that, you know, just to kind of be myself and to play more like myself. So it feels good, you know, to get stronger. I'm still not, you know, 100%, but definitely getting closer.
With all the history of the BYU football team that they have, they've never played a game in North or South Carolina. Playing ECU in Greensville, North Carolina makes BYU the westernmost team ever to play out there on the Pirates' home field from the FBS division. ECU also coming into the game 1-6 on the year. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Alex Keery on Utah's home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Big city banking, small town service. From the Bank of American Fork, visit bankaf.com.
Would you like fries or a salad with that sandwich? Ma'am?
Life is full of choices, like whether to choose a big bank with a lot of branches, the latest technology, and a long menu of services, or go with the community bank where people actually know your name and care about your financial future. Well, don't worry, because at Bank of American Fork, you can have the best of both worlds. With plenty of technology options and services like online and mobile banking, bill pay, money manager, and many others, just like a big bank. Together with branches from St. George to Layton, low fees, fast and local loan decisions, and a people-first approach you'd expect from your local community bank. So stop compromising and make the easy choice. Big city banking with small town service at Bank of American Fork. You know, I'll take the salad with some fries sprinkled on top. Visit our new location in Bountiful today or online at bankaf.com. Member FDIC.
Did you call the number Jeff just gave out or did you miss it? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And just in case you missed it, here it is again. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. So here's the deal tonight. Any Hour Services is offering dinner and movie tickets to any homeowners that call and schedule an appointment for one of our solar experts to come to their home and give them a free solar assessment. You can schedule for whenever's most convenient for you, but we strongly recommend that you have us come to your home within the next 2 weeks. The reason is there's major changes coming to how homeowners are compensated for the solar that they produce, and you have a little less than a month to get the paperwork submitted so that you can avoid those changes. Call Any Hour Services tonight while you're thinking about it at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. This is a great risk-free way to get your questions answered and get dinner and a movie. But you got to call tonight, though. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
KSL and Intermountain Healthcare have teamed up to help you live the healthiest life possible. Dr. Kurt Knowlton of the Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute says that surviving a heart attack begins with knowing when to seek immediate care.
The symptoms of a heart attack typically include a feeling of pressure. Sometimes people ignore it because it's different than the pain that they expect to have. It might radiate up into their neck or their arm.
Your life, your health. Presented by Intermountain Healthcare and KSL.
KSL News Time 5:59. Triple Team Traffic, we're brought to you by Mountain America's free mobile banking app. Here's Ricky.
If you're headed northbound on I-15, you're going to see heavy and slow traffic. That's going to be from Bangor Highway to 90th South, where we have an accident just past that, approaching 72nd on the right. Aubrey?
Southbound I-15 is slow from 4500 South in Salt Lake to Lehigh's Main Street. You're going to have a little break in Draper, but everything's pretty backed up. Joe?
Oh, so slow through Centerville. 2 miles of slowing all the way up past 1400 North and continuing, and it gets a little bit worse once you get to Kaysville for just a moment or two. PGA Superstore, the largest selection of top golf equipment, apparel, state-of-the-art simulators, indoor driving range, and a huge putting green off I-15 on State Street next to Nordstrom Rack. Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines tonight. Mostly clear, breezy, unseasonably mild, below 55 degrees. Then for tomorrow, clouds, sunshine, scattered rain showers, and we're looking at a high for Friday of 65 degrees.